I think that a lot of people do know some Aboriginal people that just don't realise it.
You look at my mum, she's English. You look at my dad, he's Aboriginal. And look at me, I'm a bit in between. I haven't got the flat nose anymore. I sometimes wish I did.
You know, just because I'm Aboriginal doesn't mean I have a flag tattooed to my forehead.
Like, most of them call me Auntie Lynn, and I'm happy to be their auntie, even though that I'm not.
Because I am Aboriginal because of my DNA, not because of my lingo.
Meet the Mob, a podcast from 1233 ABC Newcastle with Jill Emberson. Subscribe at abc.net.au/Newcastle.
There's a helicopter up in the sky. The waves are rolling in this early Saturday morning on Stockton Beach in Newcastle. A fairly quiet morning for the surf, nothing too huge. I'm walking along the shoreline here with this week's guest for Meet the Mob. He's Callan Nicholson. And I believe, Callan, you are not just any old member of the Surf Life Saving Club here at Stockton, you're El Presidente himself.
Yeah, that's right, Jill. I'm the president and I also train the boat crews here at the surf club. I became the president 2 years ago and keeps me busy, I'll tell you that.
I just see on your shirt there, Stockton Boat Crew, give me the boats. What is it about boats?
It does keep me busy, but it's something that really, you know, gives me a good connection to the beach and the community here in Stockton. I've lived here all my life and it's a sport that I took up when I was in my teen years and I've never stopped doing it. It's fantastic.
I saw you out there on the boats this morning. You were basically in and out and in and out. You're directing the crew where to go. Are those boats, those surf life saving boats, are they actually used for surf life saving these days or are they mainly competition boats?
No, they're only used for competition. They don't use them for life saving at all anymore. They started out in the early 1900s when surf life saving first started out in 1907. They were whaling boats and the whalers used them as a life saving device. And that was the very first piece of surf rescue equipment. And then gradually some, you know, motorised boats and better equipment has been introduced and they've been phased out and are purely used for competition now.
How successful is the Stockton Club when it comes to competition?
Oh, not too bad. We've got three boat crews and we compete in our local competition where we have a bit of success in. But we also travel around the state, different states. We're about to head off to Perth in a couple of months' time in April to compete at the Australian Championships. We're yet to get the big gold medal yet, but we have fun along the way, that's for sure.
Callan, you said you grew up here in Stockton. Tell me about your growing up story.
Both mum and dad were born here in Stockton. I was obviously born here too. Mum's family originate from up north on my grandfather's side, up around the Yamba area. And my dad's side came from Carrington and lived in Carrington and then moved to Stockton. And both mum and dad, like I said, grew up here and went to school here and lived here and had me and my brother.
You see no reason to leave?
No, this is paradise. No reason to leave at all.
How important is your Aboriginality to you? Well, now, let me put it this way. I haven't come across many Aboriginal people in the Surf Life Saving Club movement, or is that just my problem that I haven't been around?
No, there's not really many Aboriginal people in surf clubs or that hold positions anyway, such as president. I've only ever met one other person, but it's a perfect fit between, you know, it's a close connection that I have being able to, you know, care for the beach and care for people while they're swimming at the beach, as my ancestors did, you know, cared for the beach and cared for the land and this area that we're walking on now, Stockton Beach, is cared for by Aboriginal people in this area for thousands of years before.
So why do you think there's so few Aboriginal people making that connection as you have?
No, I'm not really sure, to be honest. I've never given it a great deal of thought, but you know, the surf club's a great movement and it's a great lifestyle. Who knows?
Well, maybe people are listening in this morning and might be inspired by you, Callan. Yeah. Do you know much about your Aboriginal family history?
Yeah. So my mum's Aboriginality comes from my mum's side of the family. My grandfather, he came from Yagle country near Yamba, on an island called Ullagundy Island, and I was taken from there when he was a child. So there's a bit of bit of history there, but was moved around to different places. And you know, I've certainly done some, you know, pretty well connected to that side of the history, you know, of my family. So
is that talked about much in your family, or has it been?
Surprisingly, it is, like, you know, it's talked about now, but it was something that was never really spoken about when my grandfather was alive. He passed away about 10 years ago when I was in my early teens, but it was something that was never really spoken of then, because as with so many Aboriginal families, it's a you know, it can be a difficult thing to talk about, and it's a difficult subject, you know, the difficult past and histories that were afforded to Aboriginal people.
Do you think that's a question of shame or pain or what? Can you articulate why that is for you or for your granddad, Callan?
I think it was a particular point of pain that him and his family were broken up and were taken. It's a source of pain, and it was sort of, yeah, a difficult conversation, I suppose.
Do you wish you had have asked him more now that he's gone?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I wish we, you know, had more of those conversations. I'm not saying that it wasn't spoke about, or, you know, his past wasn't spoke about, but you've got to, you know, clearly tell that it was a point of pain, and it's the sad thing about it is I've learned so much more since he's passed away, which is, you know, that our family has. But, you know, we were still grew up very connected to our culture and to our people, and proud to be Aboriginal people, and, you know, had a proud family and a proud history. So, you know, it doesn't detract from that fact at all.
I'm talking to you on the weekend of Australia Day. Does that have meaning for you as an Aboriginal person or as an Australian?
Like many Aboriginal people, it's Australia Day may not be a point of celebration, but certainly a time for reflection. You know, it's a time to reflect on our past as Aboriginal people, but also our past as Australia as we are now. I think it's more of a point of reflection rather than celebration for me anyway, and certainly a lot of people in my family, yeah.
On Stockton Beach, the weekend of Australia Day, gorgeous morning. No wonder you like it down here.
It's paradise. People tell me all the time, what do you live at Stockton for? And if you spend a couple of days here, you soon learn why, that's for sure.
I'm with Callan Nickerson for Meet the Mob on 1233 ABC Newcastle. Callan, what do you do for a living when you're not down here at the beach?
Well, I've got two livings, I suppose you could say. One of them is here at the beach, that's for sure. But the other, Monday to Friday, I work for the Australian Government for Indigenous Affairs.
Oh yeah, what's that like?
Yeah, great, really good. It's a really good job. It's face-to-face. It's one of the only public service jobs where we can, you know, talk to people in the community, meet people, do different projects, and really just improve in the lives of Aboriginal people.
Are you in a particular unit or team?
I'm in a pretty small team in Newcastle, but...
What's your focus?
We focus on closing the gap, like the Australian Government, the building blocks, which, you know, potentially may change. But in any case, at the end of the day, we're all working to get better outcomes and close the gap of disadvantage between Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people around in the Hunter region.
What made you choose a public service job? Were there other things that might have taken your fancy as a young man?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like what?
Well, I sort of wanted to be... I thought about being a teacher and then an accountant and then a whole range of things, but I didn't really like numbers, so I thought accounting's out of it. And I couldn't really bother spending 4 years at university because I didn't enjoy university in some parts. I thought, I can't bear to spend 4 years. So anyway, at the end of the day, I've landed in a field that I'm so passionate about that I feel like I've got a role to play in getting outcomes and improving, you know, the life of people. And my mum and dad have given me a really good upbringing, and we've had me and my brother have had a really good upbringing, and I think that I'm in a position where I'm not so disadvantaged as some of my other Aboriginal brothers and sisters around Newcastle, that while there's enormous amounts of disadvantage between Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people, I know where my focus, you know, where my focus is, you know, pointed to.
Do you think you can make a difference working on the inside? Some people choose to go on the outside and sort of shout from the outside. Others choose where you've gone.
Look, I think if we're all pulling in the same direction, doesn't matter where you're standing, I think that you're all making a difference and contributing to a better society.
Have you got a family, kids?
No kids. Just me and my partner, Sarah. Beautiful Sarah, but no kids.
Plans?
Oh, not in the near future, but one day down the track.
And what do you do for your spare time when you're not down here at the beach or working?
I don't really have too much spare time, but my spare time is basically taken up by the beach, and it is a good place to spend the spare time. That's true. But other than the working and the beach, it takes up a fair bit of my time. But I like to do a bit of bike riding. There's so many nice areas around here in Stockton. Do a bit of bike riding, a bit of walking. That's about it.
You've got your boat competitions coming up here. How actively do you train here at the beach? How often are you down here at the beach at Stockton?
3 or 4 times a week we train in the boat. So it gets pretty full on. Plus there's other training that we do in the gym and that sort of thing. And because I'm the coach and the trainer, my role's more of a coordinating role, I suppose you could say. And cracking the whip on the rowers, so that's what my role is.
We are talking here on Australia Day, and I've got the copy of this weekend's newspapers showing that there's half a dozen Aboriginal Australians all there in the running for the top prizes for Australia Day, the top awards. I don't think I've seen that many before. Warren Mundine, Noel Pearson. What do you think of that?
Oh, I think it's fantastic. Obviously, people who are so passionate about their people and their community, and it's not just these people, but there's so many people in communities up and down the East Coast and all over Australia that are so passionate about what they're doing and getting a better life for their family and for their community. It's the more of this, the better, really. You know?
I see Adam Goods is there, especially after that shocking incident that happened at the AFL this year. Did that sort of pull a string for you when that happened? Last year it was, actually.
Last year. Yeah, it did. I mean, Adam Goods is such a good role model for not only for Aboriginal people, but for young people, black or white. He's such an amazing person, an inspiration. I think it's fantastic to see him honoured for something like that. He is someone who's clearly passionate about what he does and his people and his community. That's no doubt about that.
Well, Callum, on this Australia Day weekend, it's good to meet you here. I've had a swim already. I think I might have to have another one. The surf looks pretty good. It's pretty small today. Is it often like this at Stockton?
Yeah, we don't get too much swell here because of the breakwall, especially from the south. But when the waves are on here, that's for sure. But it's a nice day. The sun's shining and a few small waves. So that's a good day.
Thanks for letting me come down here to the beach for Meet the Mob.
My pleasure. Thanks for coming over.
You've been listening to a 12:33 ABC Newcastle podcast. For more, visit our website at abc.net.au/Newcastle.